hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As promised, we have the Ocean Ambassador herself on the phone, or I should say via Skype. She even sounds closer than normal. Megan Cook is on with us at Scuba Radio. Megan, how are you?
I'm fantastic. Great to be here with you, Greg.
Yes. Now, she, you know, toured the world last year as one of the Our World Underwater Rolex winners. That's right, Megan, right? You've just been traveling all over, networking and meeting everybody who's anybody and diving and then beyond, right?
Absolutely. 111,000 miles, 16 countries, 24 states in 12 months.
Yeah. So she's raked up a few extra frequent flyer miles, and she's putting them to use now, I guess. You just got back from the Cayman Islands and Innerspace, which was a collection of 50 to 100 rebreather divers. You just spent the week exploring the underwater world at like 3-hour intervals or something. Is that what was going on, Megan, in the Caymans or what?
Absolutely. Innerspace is the Caribbean's biggest and best rebreather event. So it was my first trip to the Grand Caymans, which are famous for their walls and their great reefs. And I had the chance to go there and spend a whole lot more time than I would on open circuit and dive the Evolution rebreather.
Nice. Yeah. Nancy and Jay there at Dive Tech run a fine, fine operation, and they host this event at Cobalt Coast there with Ari and the gang. And, you know, it's been a while since I've been over there. But, yeah, that part of Grand Cayman, just beautiful water, crystal clear water. I would imagine it was ideal for your rebreather adventure. Am I correct?
Definitely. I mean, you're always warmer diving your rebreather, but mm-hmm. It doesn't help to be in tropical, beautiful, 84-degree water, crystal clear. We had a little bit of a storm come in. So we had some rainy weather the last few days, but didn't stop anybody. People were in and out of the water all day long.
Well, yeah, it doesn't rain underwater, you know, so
no.
that really doesn't create much of an issue for us divers. We love
it. You're already soggy.
Yeah, exactly. We're not afraid of a little rain. So you got under there. So were you doing these 3-hour dives or bottom times, or what did you do?
My longest dive was about 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Nice.
But could have stayed longer. It was lunchtime, so they called it early.
Okay, there you go. And what did you, I mean? You know, when I do the rebreathers, I'm certified on the Inspiration and the Evolution as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just blown away how the fish literally would almost come up to you. Especially when you're doing these long dives and you swim up to a reef. And I remember just kneeling down in Grenada once on the rebreather, and I don't know, I was probably about 10 feet away from the edge of the reef, and I just decided to just, you know, just camp out, just take a rest, you know, like mm-hmm. sit on the park bench and take a look. And I sat there for, not even a minute, and all of a sudden, all the little reef fish that were about 10 feet in front of me start swimming from the reef over to me to, inhabit me. You hear what I'm saying? Did you
Absolutely.
Have any? Did you have an experience like that too in Cayman or what?
I did, definitely. With no bubbles, you're suddenly part of it all. And what's interesting and happening in the Caymans is the mutton snapper, which are pretty big fish and maybe a couple feet long, and predators on the reef. They're starting to hang out real close to divers because divers are shooting so many lionfish there. Mm. And extra so on a rebreather. All of a sudden you'd look over and this big snapper is just staring at you from a foot or two away.
Yeah, and what, a little intimidating too? Or just you're like, hey, buddy, what's up? How are you feeling about that?
I just think it's fantastic. Not too intimidating. They're You know, no snarly teeth, no big, anything like that.
They're just like a curious puppy or something. They'll follow you around. Right.
Snappers are kind of like the golden retrievers of the underwater world. Got absolutely.
It. Okay. But you were saying you did see something else or what? What were you leading there to?
I was nearly mauled by one of the turtles in the Cayman Islands. It's such a neat experience. I've never had anything like that happen on open circuit. But we popped up over a reef, and a little turtle popped up over the other side of the reef, and we just stopped so we didn't, you know, disrupt him at all. And he swam right into the middle of the group of divers, four of us.
Yeah.
The current was just drifting him down and drifting him down right towards me. And I finally ended up putting my hands up in front of my face because I didn't want the video to look like I was swimming towards him at all. And
right.
Just at the last second, he turned his head real slow and one big flipper and tried to smack me in the face, but got away.
Yeah, interesting. You know, that's funny. I had a similar situation like that once as well, where mm-hmm. the turtle, you know, I was like, he's not going to move. You know, and I don't know if maybe, you know, the big yellow box I have on the back of me makes me look like one of his kin. And he's like, hey, you know, I don't know, maybe I can mount this. I don't know what he's thinking, but he literally swam right into, he bumped into me. And I was like, dude, what's up? You know, and I literally, you don't want to touch the animals or anything, but I literally had to kind of push him away just a tad there. You know, it was Absolutely. Kind of interesting. It wasn't like he was coming after me, but he was just like, hey, I'm floating around here too. It's my space. If I float into you, that's your problem, dude.
Exactly.
You know,
it's a big ocean, turtle.
Yeah, it's their ocean, I guess. They, you know, they own it to a certain extent. All right, so Innerspace was you would say was a huge success there in Cayman. It was their 10th anniversary, I hear, this year as well. We're going to have to get out there next year. And this rebreather thing was something that you did last year as part of your scholarship run there for Our World Underwater, right?
Yes, I was certified on the unit back in October, but hadn't spent much time on it. And since rebreathers are such a great technology, but definitely complex, definitely something you want to be practicing safely and getting in the water with, it was awesome to get back on the unit and spend a bunch of hours. And Innerspace brings together all the manufacturers from around the world. So it's a great chance to get more knowledge about different units. There's lots of cool technology out there, and everybody does it a little bit differently.
Right. So, but you see yourself doing some more of that in the coming years, I would assume.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. It's such a great thing. Great to push your dives deeper, longer, more efficient on gas, just awesome, fun technology.
No bubbles, no troubles, more fun, something
exactly,
like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, silent diving. Yeah, I love it too. All mm-hmm. right, so, you know, that was one of the things you picked up. But these adventures, doesn't seem like your schedule is stopped at all. I thought, you know, that's what I was asking at the beginning, like you're still doing this scholarship thing before we got on the air. I asked her and she goes, well, yeah, that ended, you know, weeks ago. But you haven't stopped traveling. You just did this. This was like a bonus, I guess, of your scholarship. But now you're really getting ready to do an amazing adventure in the next few weeks, right?
I am. I'm really excited about this next adventure. I'm going out to sea with Bob Ballard, who found the Titanic.
Wow.
Whose Nautilus exploration program is using submersibles, so unmanned ROVs, to explore the deep sea. We have 95% of our ocean that we've never, ever gone and looked at. And that's what this program is going to do.
That is so amazing. So what do you get to do? Is he going to let you say, okay, go ahead and play with the joystick. We'll let you run this one. Or I don't know. You have any idea what you're going to be doing on this mission or what?
I don't think my plan is to pilot. I'm out there as a science communication fellow. So what's really special, not only are we going to go look at deep sea places that have never been checked out before, but using some technology they call telepresence, they stream the whole thing live via the internet. So if you pull it up on your smartphone, in your classroom for little kids, anything, you can look at this technology in real time live. And so I'll be there as a communications fellow helping do some of that broadcast technology. So asking questions, people can send in questions live to nautiluslive.org, and we'll get the scientists, the pilots, everyone on the ship to answer those questions for you. So
yeah.
We have no idea what we might find, but I hope people will tune in and check it out with us.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing stuff because as you guys see it there on the boat, it is being pumped directly out to the internet at the same time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you guys could find aliens or something, or find that creature that was featured in the movie The Abyss, and, mm-hmm. and everybody could see it firsthand right away. None of this after the fact of finding like some mythical mermaid crap that Animal Planet did. This is the real deal, right, Megan?
This is the real deal. Absolutely, yes. None of that. So people got to stay tuned. We have no idea what we'll find. We're going to be out in the Gulf of Mexico for the first couple legs of the trip, and we're going to go look at a whole bunch of the deep, deep reefs. So corals don't only grow in sunny, shiny water in shallow depths, but we're going to be looking at corals that grow thousands of feet under the surface of the water, and we're going to go look at what how they are, how they're doing, and especially after some of this oil spills and that kind of thing, we're going to go out there and check out the situation.
Excellent. Great work. You can follow Megan's progress on Facebook. Just look her up, Megan Cook, Ocean Ambassador. Right, Megan?
Absolutely. I hope people will follow along.
Thanks a lot, Megan.
Absolutely, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. On the phone with me, Captain Cocktail. What show would be complete without a cocktail or two? When you're not diving, of course. But we have a guy who can fix up quite the concoction himself. I don't know if you're into sharing, though. Are you, Jeff? You pretty much make those up for yourself and kind of bogart them to just...
Come on now. Jared, Karen.
No, that's true. You did. You mixed up a mean margarita there on a boat one time. I remember. You were willing to share, for sure.
I'll share until the supply gets low.
Yeah, okay.
Every man for himself.
That's right. That's right. Okay, of course, I'm talking about Jeff Terode from South Florida Diving Headquarters. He's on Scuba Radio. Here we are, you know, in, you know, about a month or so, a little bit over a month away from Florida lobster season. And are you starting to feel the, the fever there yourself, Jeff, or what?
Oh, yeah, we're already starting to get calls and bookings. People are starting to gear up. It seems like it starts earlier every year. And the lobsters are out, of course, out teasing everybody right now. They're waving their antennas, and of course, they all have their little watch on their antenna.
That's right.
So they know right now they can do that.
Yeah, you can't catch them until the end of July. It was when mini season is, last week of July, and then beginning of August.
Wednesday and Thursday of July, which would be, I think, this year, the 24th and 25th
okay.
of July.
Yeah, and this will be the first time people can go out on the Black Pearl and hunt for lobster, too, right?
Oh, yeah, she's sailing now. She looks gorgeous. We're installing a high-definition screen TV.
Well, okay, cool. But what's that for exactly there, Jeff?
Well, it's a great tool for when people come on their boat with their video equipment or their cameras and they want to check out their pictures. They can just take their chip out, or they can use a USB or plug a cord in right to the TV and show off their pictures.
Nice.
We're also going to have all of our reef contours, different maps of the reef contour. So when we show people how to navigate the reef, they'll be able to literally see the ridges on the reef using LAD data, the laser airborne depth sounding.
Okay, so you're actually going to use that as part of the dive briefing.
Exactly.
No, that's pretty cool. It's much easier than having to draw a diagram of the reef you're diving every time, I guess, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now you want to hear the real story why they're on there?
Okay, why?
Football season's coming.
Oh, baby. Yeah, of course. There you go. I was going to say, what? Well, I thought you were going to say it so I can play back my GoPro video that I'm going to have mounted to my dive mask when I'm catching lobster so everybody can see the lobster slayer at work this year.
It'll be a real short video.
Well, because I'll catch them so quick. That's what you're alluding to, right?
Hey, that's it. Yeah.
Of course.
You're lightning fast.
Well, now is the time to plan for Florida spiny lobster season, even though we're over a month away. You know, the boats fill up. You need to plan your weekend, get your hotel accommodation set up. If they want to come down to South Florida, what kind of deal are you running this year, Jeff?
Well, we have a couple hotels we're partnered up with. You can go onto our website, southfloridadiving.com, and choose one of them. They'll give you a good corporate rate. Then we got an event. We're teamed up with Lauderdale by the Sea, just south of us. They're doing a big bug fest contest this year, and they have all sorts of prizes for whether you catch one on a private boat, whether they catch one on a charter boat, whether you catch it off the beach. So everybody has a good, even chance of winning something. And they got cash prizes. I think one of the biggest prizes is a $500 cash prize for the biggest lobster off the beach.
Wow.
They're giving away equipment and consolation prizes. They have a kickoff party on Tuesday night. And then on Thursday night, there's the Iron Chef Lobster Cook-Off on the beach. So, and there's music and food and, of course, rum.
Nice.
Can't forget that.
Exactly. But they're calling it Bug Fest, though, huh?
Yeah, you can also see more information about that on our site, or you can go to bugfestbythesea.com.
Okay. Well, and Jeff's
site.
Some
information up on it, all the different events that are taking place.
There you go. And Jeff's site is southfloridadiving.com, by the way. But yep. I just question whether Bugfest is the right name for this thing. People that aren't familiar with lobsters being referred to as bugs, you think you're going to have some people, show up in, like, thick-rimmed glasses and go, "Hey, I got this arachnid I'd like you guys to look at."
With nets.
Yeah.
With butterfly nets. And
I got a really giant palmetto roach that I think could take the $500 prize.
I don't know. Drive up in a cockroach-shaped Volkswagen?
Exactly. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, us divers are in the know when it comes to referring lobster as bugs, but I'm not sure if that's that mainstream enough. I don't know. It'd be great to kind of just put it out there in the bug world, just see if
that
any of them show
up. That would be extremely hilarious trying to weigh in a cockroach.
That would be awesome. And then actually, in as big as they are in Florida, it may actually take the prize.
You never know. Or you could just paint them red and the red and maroon color that a lobster is, and maybe it'll pass for one.
Right. Yes. All right. So there's several different categories, biggest and how to cook up the lobster, that kind of thing, as part of this Bugfest event that you guys are participating in as well then, right?
Absolutely. Everything pertaining to lobster will be either taught, Chung or Aiton?
Aiton? Well, that's a Florida
word. I don't think that's a word, is it? Look here, Jack. Google that.
Yeah, that's right. You've been watching too much Duck Dynasty, dude. You
need I have.
Cut back.
I'm hooked on Duck Dynasty.
Hey, that's a good one. No, wait. I'm not finished holding my sides.
And you know, you and I are going to do Dive Dynasty. That's going to be the next one.
Hey, it's in the works. It's in the works. We'll see where that goes for sure. All right, so we got the Black Pearl sailing. What about the conditions right now? I know, you know, we've had some storms whipping through the area and stuff, but is it just kind of hit and miss right now as far as weather and stuff down in South Florida or what?
I think most of the system's moving out of here by sometime tomorrow, so the weekend should be nice. A lot of it's heading up north into the Gulf, so hopefully we got that out of the way, and it's smooth sailing from there. We're back into our summer pattern, you know, so that's the best time to dive.
That's right, but you mostly want to dive in the morning, right? You want to book those morning?
Well, morning, afternoon doesn't really matter.
It doesn't really matter.
I mean, you might get a little, you might get your gear rinsed on the way in, but that's no big deal.
We're divers, and actually that saves you an extra step when you get back to the dock. You don't have to dunk it. If the rain's done the work for you, yes, we're good that way. Yeah, someone was telling me that, or mentioning that to me the other day. He's like, well, you know, it looks like it's going to rain. I'm like, well, what difference does that make? You're going to be underwater, dude. You know, I mean, you're covered with rain. So what's the big dealio?
I think divers are allergic to freshwater or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that could be. Maybe that's what it is. But
I don't know.
It looks pretty much the same underwater, whether it's raining or not. Maybe a little less light, but yeah, that's where you bring those light and motion lights along with you to brighten up your pictures. All right, southfloridadiving.com, or once again, that Bugfest website is what, Jeff?
Bugfestbythesea.com.
Bugfestbythesea.com. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. I've just been alerted that Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is on the line. For what reason, I have no idea. It's about as far away from Christmas as it could possibly be, but he's been hammering my producer, put me on the air. I want to talk to Greg. So what the hell? We got a couple minutes. Santa, what's up, dude? Why are you calling today?
Greg, first of all, I think something's wrong with your phone lines.
Why? Why do you say that?
Either that or Bill's hanging up on me. I have called you like a million times.
Yeah. I think there's something wrong with our phone lines. That's what it must be, surely.
Oh, okay, good. All right. Listen.
Yeah.
Was it mermaids? You know, the mermaid special?
Oh, that thing on Animal Planet? You saw that, huh?
Yes.
Okay. And
listen what? To me. I got a gold mine.
What?
Proposition for you.
Okay, what?
All right. We could do a rockumentary on me to prove that Santa Claus is real.
Well, Santa Claus is real, or Scuba Radio Drunken Santa is real?
Yes. Hey, Kirby, listen to me. Listen, a rockumentary.
Okay.
We can do it like rockumentary style, and I'll play the drums, because that's what makes it the rock part.
Yeah, okay.
And then it shows. And then also, we got eyewitness accounts from the Bubble Boy, and you could be in it.
You know what? We already got video footage of you in a parking garage. It's still up there at scubaradio.com on the video page. That's kind of like our own version of our mermaids reel. Is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa real? Maybe
perfect.
They need... And
it's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, in June. Yeah, go figure.
This could be the biggest thing ever to hit
since
Scuba
Mermaids,
Radio.
Since Real Life Mermaids.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. No, I don't. You
I
know,
mean, we know mermaids are real.
Hey, oh my gosh, your phone line's going bad there, drunk. Sorry, but we got a
Hello?
Real. Hey, no,
give
no.
Give me Klondike 645.
Hey, but we got a real mermaid next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. Stay there till the air was clear. I was boiling out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore. Beauty in the water. Angel on the beach. Ocean's daughter. I found love was out of reach. Till I got her. Had I known it could come true, I would have wished in 92 for a mermaid just like you.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, mermaids been all over the news lately. It's just crazy. It's mermaid mania. And to, I don't know, to dispel the facts from fiction, I have a professional mermaid on the phone with us. Not one of our Scuba Radio mermaids as of yet. However, this lady, she works out in Hollywood. Who knows? Maybe we'll see her out there on the left coast for the scuba show. But Hannah Mermaid is on Scuba Radio right now. Hannah, how are you?
Fantastic, Greg. Nice to talk to you again.
Yes. All right. So you guys have been all over the news. And when I say you guys, I'm talking about these mermaids, right?
You mean my breed, my species.
Your species. Exactly. Yeah. You know, Animal Planet ran this special, again, this live, like we have video proof that mermaids exist. I would imagine that you've been flooded with calls, comments on Facebook and much, much more about this TV show. What was your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely been inundated once again. And mm-hmm. It's funny that, you know, the first time it came out, I understood. Everybody was like, oh, my God, mermaids are real.
Yay. Finally, we have proof.
Finally. And then, you know, the whole thing came out. Oh, yeah. It was a work of fiction. And, you know, it was just conjecture and whatnot. And all the scientists were actors. And everyone's like, oh, damn it. Yeah. And then they did it again. And I'm still getting all these people like, look, it's true. Mermaids are real. And I tell them, yes, mermaids are potentially very real. And, you know, I've done so much research around the world. There's all the different cultures, all the different countries have incredible myths and legends and stories about mermaid. I myself have met many people around the world that swear up and down that they have seen mermaids in one form or another.
Right.
And so for me to have this Animal Planet documentary, so I should say mockumentary, come out and then sort of claim that mermaids are real and then we all, of course, find out that it's a work of fiction is somewhat of a disservice because everybody then says, oh, it's not real. It was all fake. And it just takes away the potential. And I wish that they had done something that was, you know, more true to life and actually went and interviewed people that believe they really have seen mermaids and you know, followed some of the incredible myths and legends. There really are some fascinating things. But my favorite one is the Dogon tribe, who are a landlocked African tribe in the middle of the desert, who in their tribal caves have ancient paintings that depict the exact movements of the far-off star systems of the Pleiades and Sirius, which are not visible to the human eye, and have only just been discovered in the last, few decades and have been charted. Now, these rock paintings are dated back much, much longer than that, and there's no possible way that this tribe could have had that information. So the explorers went to the tribe and said, well, how on earth do you have this very incredibly accurate, detailed information about the star systems?
Right.
And their answer was, starships came down, landed in our nearby lake, and dolphin people came out and told us about it.
So you're making the connection between mermaids and aliens. I love it. Now that makes sense. That is plausible. Yeah, we got to witness this nonsense on Animal Planet. I mean, look, Hannah, you're in Hollywood. I mean, why the heck would they do this anyway, though? Is it just ratings? Is it all about the ratings? Simple as that?
Honestly, I've got to say, I mean, it's a fun subject, of course, and mermaids are definitely on the up and up. There's an incredible surge of people's interest. I heard even Stephanie Myers, who did the vampire series, is now writing about mermaids. Mermaids are the new vampires, I keep saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're capitalizing on that. It is a fascinating subject. And to not debunk everything that was in their show, the bloop sound is an actual unidentified sound that is coming out of the ocean that they recorded. So they kind of based the whole thing off of that one fact and then, you know, went into a whole bunch of conjecture and fantasy.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for that time when I'm on a scuba dive. And we bring our mermaids, our scuba radio mermaids, down underwater for our little adventures and then have a real mermaid swim into our pod. I'm trying to make that first contact. I don't know.
I keep shimmering my tail under
that. That's right. That's what you do, too. Of course. In time.
We're about, you know, the whales and the dolphins and the sharks and whatnot that I swim with, they seem to have quite an incredible level of comfortability with me when I'm wearing my tail. And I often wonder, you know, are they hanging out with mermaids often? Do they, you know, am I like fitting into something that they're familiar with?
Well, I got to tell you, when we were in Hawaii a couple of years ago, Hannah, one of our mermaids were posing for a photo shoot in the water, hanging onto the transom of a dive boat. And a manta came up. I turned the camera to the manta. As soon as I turned the camera to the manta swam right up to our mermaid and kind of rammed her. It scared the crap out of her. She screamed at the top of her lungs. She was, you know, at the surface of the water. But when you play the tape back, it wasn't ramming her. It was kind of getting its freak on. You hear what I'm saying? Have you ever had any kind of encounter like that with some of the marine animals that you've been dealing with, or what do you think?
Well, you know, when I went swimming with the manta rays to do Manta Ray of Hope, Manta's Last Dance project, was raising awareness for manta rays and getting them put on the endangered list. I was swimming down at midnight in freezing cold water in Kona Island in Hawaii with manta rays, and they are super friendly. Like, it was, they were all smooshing up against me. They're not shy creatures.
They're quite amorous. They got that dolphin thing going on, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe they just have it out for mermaids like all the other male divers do. Or, well, whatever gender it is. Who cares? Yeah. They have an eye for beauty. What do you think, Hannah? Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, they have an aesthetic sense.
Yes. Now, you are a working mermaid in Hollywood.
I am. I've been working as a professional mermaid for 11 years. As far as I understand, I was the first freelance professional mermaid making a full-time job out of doing this. And it's amazing to see, you know, the surge of young women who are just like, wow, I want to do that, and really just like throwing themselves into this new kind of genre. It's really fun.
You have made this into a real profession. I mean, you just got back from the Cannes Film Festival doing what exactly? What did you do out there?
I went over to Cannes Film Festival. I'm working on a documentary called Tears of a Mermaid, which will be out next year. And I guess I kind of went over there as a reconnaissance mission more than anything to kind of check out the whole film scene and make those connections. And I also was invited to perform at the aquarium, which is luckily literally right next to the red carpet. So you walk into the aquarium, there's two huge, you know, massively more than life-size mermaid sculptures and the aquarium right there. And then just in the building next door is the red carpet and, you know, the whole Palais Film Festival going on. So it was perfect for me. I got to go in there and do my thing on my blue carpet while everybody was doing their red carpet thing.
That's awesome. So did you do a little hobnobbing with some of the celebs that walked down the red carpet, or were you only able to wave to them through the glass?
I got a nice moment on the red carpet myself, and I actually wore a friend of mine's incredible silk-designed flower dress, which is actually called the Siren Design by chance. and just happens to be my favorite.
I can see why. I'm getting a theme developing here with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I got to go and see Roman Polanski's new film, which was wonderful and interesting and strange, as you'd expect. So, yeah, I got to use my legs and my mirror tail. It was wonderful.
Nice. Now, this show or this movie that you're working on, Tears of a Mermaid, is this about your journey? Is it going to be a film or a TV show, or you're testing the waters? What are you doing with this exactly?
What we're aiming for is a full-length feature documentary, and it is about the journey of the mermaid, following my life as a mermaid around the world, but really giving a showcasing platform to all of the incredible people that I've met on my travels who are doing such incredible things to help the ocean. You know, highlighting the issues, but really trying to offer some solutions and hope for the future, and also talking to the young children, because I get to be surrounded by all these amazing little ones all the time who are so passionate about, you know, looking after the ocean creatures.
They're saying, hey, look, it's Ariel. And you're saying, no, it's Hannah. It's Hannah Mermaid. Yeah, that's right. HannahMermaid.com, right?
That's it. HannahMermaid.com. And you can also check out TearsOfAMermaid.com. There's a splash page up there with a trailer. And see what that's all about. And please come and ask me any strange questions about mermaids on my Facebook page, Hannah Mermaid.
All right, Hannah, thank you so much. We'll let you get back in the water. I don't want you to dry out.
Yeah, so, my scales are falling off.
That's right. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first. You got it. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Dive Master's sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
This is a show that I feel has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
It has depth. Has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is Rush, by the way. I like that song, but did you see him inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? The guitar player gave one of the best speeches I have ever seen on a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee ceremony. As a guitar player from Rush, you got to go check it out online. It was awesome. And whether they dive or not, they have a lot of songs that actually reference the ocean, the water, and that kind of thing. I wouldn't be surprised if they're divers, too. We'll find out someday if Geddy Lee and the gang from Rush are divers. However, right now I have Clay on from Explorer Ventures, the Big Cheese. I don't know. You don't know. Are you a fan of Rush, Clay, or no?
I am a fan of Rush. I don't know them all that well, but what I know of them, I really enjoy.
And, yes.
I had a roommate in college that was absolutely nuts about them, which is why I got, which is how I got introduced to them.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of those Rush fanatics. CJ, one of our regulars here on the show, he's a huge Rush fan. But you got to go check out that speech that Alex Lifeson gave for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's hilarious. It's really, really funny. And they know how to play their instruments, making other, you know, musicians sound like crap for 30 plus years or something like that is their slogan. I don't know. But anyway, let's talk about diving. You know, we just got back from the Maldives. And once again, Clay, thank you for making it happen. The only thing missing from this adventure was you. You should have been there, my friend. We were snorkeling with whale sharks. You hear what I'm saying?
I can't believe you went without me. It still pisses me off.
Yes. Well, I mean, I invited you how many times? Come on. Let's be real. Which is, sounds kind of weird coming from me, being that you own the company. And I say, I invited you. That is, yeah. I just said you should come. Yeah, you should have come. But, it was a good time. We had an excellent adventure. Everybody on board, the Scuba Cowboy, the mermaids, they were just ecstatic. And
I just, you know, I really, what I really miss is you know, seeing Pup, Tiffany, and Lizzie's faces when they walked on the boat.
Yes, it was quite a treat for me to see them experience this and see them light up like they did. It doesn't take much when you travel to that part of the world, but when you walk on the Carpe Vita Explorer Venture boat, that is an eye-opener. For sure. But they, yeah, I mean, I saw this kind of dazed expression on their look pretty much the entire week. You know, I must say, you know, whether they're coming up from the dives or just getting up from sleeping from their second nap of the day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we worked in a few of those. You know, that's all you do. You just sleep, you eat, you dive, and then you eat a little bit more, and then you dive some more, and then you take a nap. Oh, it's a great routine. Trust me. I wish life was like this. That's why we got to do this 24/7. Trust me. But anyway,
you do it for work. Come on now, you can't complain.
Well, you know, it's it takes a lot out of you. What am I saying? What am I kidding myself? I'm just trying to sell myself on this now. I don't know. It is just part of. It's just one of the necessary evils I do as a host of Scuba Radio. It's all about sharing the joy of live aboard diving. In that case, fair enough. We'll just leave it there.
Okay, we'll leave it there.
Okay, all right. So, you know, you can obviously book a trip to the Maldives on the Carpe Vita Explorer at exploreventures.com or 1-800-322-3577. But this is just one of several destinations you can go to. You could join us on this trip in St. Kitts. I've already had several emails from people that saw our pictures that we have posted up there at scubaradio.com from this Maldives adventure asking, hey, where's the next one? I want to be there. And I'm like, hey, we already got one booked. We're all set to go January 18th, flying into St. Kitts, and then we cruise around Saba and do a diving for a week, and then we hop off in St. Martin and round out the week there, and then fly home. So people can book that. We got our friends from Dive Training Magazine on there, don't we, Clay?
Yep, Dive Training's going to be there. Scuba Pro's going to be involved. It's going to be a fantastic week.
Yeah, I mean, Scuba Pro's talking about bringing some demo equipment on board, maybe even handing off some of it to some of the lucky passengers on board. That is the rumor. Don't hold me to it, but they have been very generous in the past, so we'll have to see how that unfolds. But we're going to shoot this a potential cover for Dive Training Magazine while on board, so that's going to be fun. So that's another adventure you can do. Once again, exploreventures.com. What else you got going on as far as some of the other destinations that you guys are offering that people could take advantage of, Clay?
Well, we've got, obviously Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 plies the waters of the Turks and Caicos. And we're actually, that boat is actually in the Bahamas right now. It's up at San Salvador today on our regularly scheduled Bahamas itineraries, but you know, that boat's doing great. We got off the whale season in the Dominican Republic back in early April and went back to diving, which the crew was all excited about, because after you know, even snorkeling with whales is absolutely unbelievable.
No doubt. But, you know what? I got to tell you too, Clay. I saw an episode of Kesha's My Crazy Beautiful Life. Okay, and I know you're going to say, "What the hell's wrong with you?" But then we've covered that on we've covered that on the show many times before. But I'm watching this, and she's talking about snorkeling with humpback whales, and I'm thinking she might have been on one of the trips that you run out there in the Dominican Republic, because I saw the quick clip that they played. It was a humpback whale, and I'm like, where else on the planet could you possibly be doing this? I'm not so sure there is any. Is there?
I think there's a couple places in the South Pacific that it could be done, and but they're, you know, the Silverback is certainly the easiest to reach and probably most popular.
Yeah, so who knows? You could do what Kesha did, and if I'm not good enough for you, and maybe she's not either, but trust me, you'll want to mark it off the list. So you got that, you got Galapagos, Turks and Caicos, St. Kitts, Saba, you name it, they got it there at Explore Ventures, exploreventures.com, 1-800-322-3577. Call them, book it today. We're going to broadcast from the Scuba Show next week, so do not miss it. Till then, remember, it's always better where, Clay?
Down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.